the Gentleman's Review. Pull your pants up, it's the Gentleman's Review. Hello, welcome to episode 69.
Hello.
Hello,
Gentry.
That was all very surprising.
I'm new and we're blue.
Yes.
And we're covered in poo.
I'm not.
You are.
Yeah.
You always are.
My landing was.
Yeah. I've been sewer surfing.
Wow. Hey.
Lovely.
It's a new thing that all the kids are doing now, sewer surfing. You climb into a sewer and then your friend flushes the lavatory. And then you go flying down the sewer. Whoa. This is singing, walking in the air, walking in the blow below. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. It's great.
Wow.
That's.
And this week I'm going to introduce us all because we got told off the other night for never telling people who we are.
Really?
Do people mind?
So for those of you out there who are joining us for the first time, my name is Martin Wolfenden.
Hello, Martin.
Hello, Martin.
Speaking there was Lisa Goddard.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
And there was Andy Wilson.
That's me. Hello.
Hello, Andy.
And Tom Stringfellow in the corner.
Hey, hello, up. Tom.
That's him in the corner.
What who?
Yes.
And Tom's sitting in the rickety chair.
As is my wont.
Yes, which is making its final appearance in this podcast.
Is it? Are you getting rid of the rickety chair?
Yeah, the rickety chair is going upstairs.
What?
I like the rickety chair.
I don't want to have to share the sofa with him every week.
No, because the comfy blue chair is going into the corner.
Oh.
And in its place is going to be a rather comfortable other chair.
Blimey, the comfy other chair.
Yeah.
Another chair.
So we've actually got more room to put things in and play with things and do dancing.
we can't
be playing with things while we're recording. It's distracting.
Yeah. Because I know how our listeners like to know what's going on in my living room at any particular time.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Mm. Apart from when you're wanking.
Yeah.
You don't really want to.
No, they like that more than anything.
I see their faces.
You dirty bastards, gentry.
Pressed up against the window.
Yep.
Tongues agape. If you can you get a gape a tongue?
I don't think so, no.
It's a mouth, isn't
no,
it?
No, tongues loll more than a gape.
Mm. They're gaping anuses, poking through the letterbox.
Ew. They must really have to be pushing hard to actually get your anus to poke through the letterbox.
Yeah, that'd be a little bit of a prolapse.
No, they're more amateur lapses.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah.
And I must apologise for being quite quiet this week because I'm using the other microphone.
You're not quiet to me. You're about the same noise as everyone
else. That's good. That's good.
I think we're
I'm glad to hear it because I would like to be known for being me.
Yes.
And for all you know to be my minions. Because this week I'm driving, so I'm in charge.
Oh,
and I'm going to make it all work, and I'm going to be great and fantastic, and everybody's going to bow down to me and go, oh, it's that Martin Wolfenden from the Gentleman's Review.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other guys are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, that's that Martin who sticks in my head because he constantly fucks up.
No, he just sticks in our head because he constantly fucks up. He then edits all that out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. And I sit there in my room just editing all the bits out, re-recording some bits for myself so that I sound really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is heartening, really, considering how bad I still sound at the end of all that process.
Oh.
No, of course, I don't mind. Of course, we're also joined by Dill, the podcast hound.
Yes,
having
we
a little
are.
Nap again.
Hello, Dilly.
And to prove it, I've sent photographs off to Twitter this morning, so you can actually see that.
Yay.
And that's nice. So, traditional questions. What have you all been doing this week?
Cool. What have I been doing? Well, with all the excitement going on in the sporting world, what with like the run up to the Six Nations and the one-day series in Australia and the end of the January transfer window, I've spent the last 2 weeks in a coma.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. That's good.
Yeah, I just woke up this morning, which is why I'm a bit knackered.
Were you in the the big hospital that was in the film coma where people suspended on wires going up and down?
I might have been.
Yeah.
Well, that's
difficult to tell when you're in a coma.
Yeah, that's standard coma treatment, though, isn't it, on the wires, I think.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go back in time to the 90s?
No. Oh. I went back in time to the 80s.
Oh, the
80s. Wow.
The very early 80s.
All right. Did you fuck that woman who does the voice for Lara Croft?
The sort of like slightly weird one with the nose.
I think all women have noses.
Most, not all. Don't be all nosist to the ones against the ones that don't have noses.
Keely Hawes is her name. I think that's the woman.
Did she do the Lara?
Oh, yes, I'm forgetting that. I know one thing and then nobody else knows it. So yes,
I wasn't sure. I've known of some of the sort of, you know, the ones that have been her in public, but I didn't know who did the voice on the game.
Yeah, she does the, she does all the,
Right.
And the, oh my God, there's a man there with a gun. Bang, 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 bang.
I thought, yeah.
Well, she does the sound effects as well.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's really good.
She's talented. All right,
Keely, explosion, kaboom.
Now, well, that is news to me. I mean, I read somewhere that there was a very obscure woman who'd done a lot of the voice for Lara Croft in the early ones. Nobody famous.
She's done it for a few years now, as old Keely Hawes.
Nah, well, if old Keely had been back in the 80s where I was in my dream, then I would have done my best to stoof her, but sadly she wasn't.
Aww.
Yeah, I can get you back to the present time, Keely. Yeah, just sit on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, bony fidey waves. You're getting you to see your daughter again.
That could be a good show.
Yeah. I'm going to blast you back into the ooze. They've gone now, of course. 2011.
2011.
Yeah, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Thought?
God.
Not a flying car in sight.
That's it.
No,
you missed it. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
They all go. Sandy, what have you been doing?
This week, I've been building a hang glider out of dreams.
Oh, lovely.
Aww. Yeah.
Is it a dream catcher?
That sort of thing, yeah. But unfortunately, it's actually dreams are a really inefficient thing out of which to fashion hang gliders, which explains the full body cast that I'm in at the moment.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering about that.
It's not just a fashion accessory. It's actually a medical requirement.
I thought it was a nice white suit that you were wearing.
Very, very overstarched.
Lots of signatures.
I did when they were putting it on me. Yeah. I got them to like carve lapels and stuff into it, so it does just look like a suit.
It does look very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's rather dapper.
I like the way somebody's written Yves Saint Laurent on the back to make it look more stylish.
Yeah.
More
well, like, you know how you get people to sign your casts? Yeah. I just went round fashion houses and got designers to sign my casts.
That's
so
lovely.
So it looks a bit swisher.
Yeah.
So not only is it stylish, but you can't move a muscle, so it allows me to poke you in the eyeball like this.
Yeah. Ah, cunt.
And our children won't have any more of that. What, some of this instead?
Bastard. Oh. That's been my week anyway, you pair of... Yeah.
So, Lisa, your week, has it been thrills and spills?
It's been thrills and spills, yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to train Dilly how to do shiatsu massage.
Fantastic.
It's not really working at the moment.
Yeah.
But
plenty of oils on the paws.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm finding his claws are getting in the way. My back's shredded.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not good.
Could do some mittens.
Maybe doggy mittens would be good. Yeah. If any of the gentry have some doggy mittens suitable for shiatsu massage,
or
send them in, that would be good.
You get tiny, tiny little latex rubber hands to put over the end of his claws.
Yes,
so you get like sort of four hands on each paw licking you.
Fucking pervert.
That would be, what? That would just make it four times the massage you'd get normally, wouldn't it? Surely.
I used to know an RAF pilot called Doggy Mittens.
Did he?
Really? Yeah. Was he a friend of Grandad Fingers?
Yeah.
What about you, Martin? What have you been doing this
week? Yes, tell us.
I've been taking part in medical trials.
Have you? What for?
Various depilatory creams.
Right. No, I thought you were looking rather shiny today.
Yeah.
Shiny and sleek.
Yeah, some of the skin's gone off my legs.
Yeah.
But
hair still there, though.
Yeah. No skin. Just hairy bones now.
Mm.
They've got that the wrong way around, haven't they?
Yeah.
Mm. Idiots.
And I find it difficult to walk around without having muscles, but, you know, it's all, you know, £10 extra that I've got for that.
£10?
Yeah.
Bloody hell, that's not bad, is it?
You can live like a king on that.
Yeah.
Where do I sign up?
Yeah, over here. I shall give you a form.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
Scribble, scribble, scribble.
Which meant I was able to go out and really indulge my passion for the newspaper, The Eye.
You could get a lot of The Eye for £10, can't you?
Eye.
Yeah.
It is technically worse than Metro.
Oh.
But still it's quite good for lining my bench when I go to sleep at night.
Yeah. And your hamster cage.
Yes.
Hmm.
And, you know, one day maybe you'll be able to afford a hamster.
Well, I've got somewhere
to
shit,
that's
good.
With all the money that you've saved by buying The Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, any other quality paper. Mm.
It's staggering that something can be not free and still worse than Metro.
Yeah. Coming out of my little fantasy world. Yeah, I did buy a copy of it the other day, and I'd read it in a second. It was like, it was almost as if it just sort of blitverted into my head.
Is that because it's so well designed, Martin, that you just took the information on instantly?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. And if and anybody
did it, as you were holding it, did all the print move off the page and crawl up your arms in a sort
it
of
did.
Horror science fiction kind of way? Yeah, into your ears and your eyes.
Like in that, there was a television program where that happened. What was it?
I don't know.
I think it might have been the...
Find you dead with a load of blank paper and black ooze coming out of your nose.
Oh, I know. It was it was a Warehouse 13. That happened in Warehouse 13.
Oh, blimey. I'm not sure I saw any of that.
Where they opened it's still being shown on Sci-Fi Channel. You opened a book and all the writing sort of covered a person.
Wow.
That was a book.
Yeah.
Not a shitty newspaper.
Yeah.
No. But really, that's the same thing that would happen if I did that.
Yeah.
With that newspaper thing.
Yeah.
Can you answer me this, then? Because I asked...
Fuck off. Don't talk about answer me this.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, carry on.
What? I asked a friend of mine who regularly reads The Independent about the eye and said, does it have, like, a crossword? And he said, no, it just has, like, four clues. I wasn't sure whether he was bullshitting me.
I didn't even look at it. Yeah.
I haven't been asked to buy one to find out.
Well, I didn't buy one. Just look through it in the shop for free.
Yeah. Every bunch shops for
in
free.
5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's all it takes to do.
Yeah.
I did mention blipverts earlier on, and if anybody's questioning that, that comes from Max Headroom. I can't remember. They did some tests in Max Headroom where they were sort of beaming adverts into people's faces, and that bloke's head exploded. It's quite cool.
That's something I haven't seen for a long, long while.
Good old 80s.
Yeah.
We have listeners, the members of the gentry that weren't born when Max Headroom was around.
Oh, god damn.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong, but it's true.
What did they call the bloke who played Max Headroom? I forgot his name.
Matt Frewer.
That's it.
With the incredibly square jaw.
Yeah. Mm.
That was great, was that?
Yeah.
And with his latex head.
That was his real head. Oh. All the other roles he's ever been in, that's been a latex head.
Ah. Mm. Just poke the hair through it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One Christmas,
with
my
crochet hook.
Brother's girlfriend gave me a Max Headroom book. It was shit.
Ah, I thought it might be.
The end.
Yeah, my interjection.
Oh, we need a little musical sting after that.
Tom's interjection, interjection, it's Tom's interjection. We're full of music.
Ah, more of that next week, kids.
I do like an interjection.
Mm.
So yes, that's been that. Have you been watching any other telly that's been on this week? Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Yes, I have.
Funnily enough,
I caught up on the entire series because I've been off sick this week with a
little neck. Bloody hell.
It was awesome. It is the best thing ever, and I intend to watch every other one that's ever made, ever.
I watched it.
No, watch them all. Don't watch every other one. Okay.
I watched most of one episode during the week, and it was just phenomenally depressing.
Yes, I found that.
It seemed to be just a
procession of perfectly nice young ladies saying how crappy and menial and downtrodden their life was, and how it was going to get worse when they got married at 16. You know, this is all a bit bleak, isn't it?
And all the guys they're getting married to all looked like knuckle draggers.
Yeah,
and
do.
Fat and unpleasant and revolting.
I like the one who thought that appearing on Big Fat Gypsy Wedding might have an effect on his scrap metal business, so he insisted that he was going to be blanked out. Yeah.
It's not the life I expected to see from that long,
but
hard film.
Strangely enough, I was thinking, when you mentioned blipverts and them being shot into people's faces, it made me think of the bit where they're at the kid's first communion.
Oh, yeah.
And they just got the glitter spray and sprayed it straight in the eyes of every child along the pew. They just sprayed them in the face with glitter spray. That was awesome.
The episode I saw, that they had this thing called grabbing, where young men would just grab a woman and kiss
drag her off somewhere.
And basically punch her in the face and then give her a kiss.
Yeah. I hope the gentry appreciate all we do for them, watching the god-awful telly, so we can discuss it.
You've got to watch, just for the dress with the robotic butterflies and the light up lights that they had to carry a fire extinguisher with them just in case she burst into flames. Come on.
Now if I'd
that's
seen
not
that
comedy, what is?
If I'd have seen that episode, I might have got hooked a bit more.
Exactly. Now you see why I'm absolutely there.
You may piss on the bride to put her out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a life of drudgery and misery for the women, and frankly, you know, the men are idiots.
Yeah.
Not
the 6-year-old dressed like Japanese hookers.
Yeah. So,
Fan and Larks.
Yay! Yeah. Oh, joy or rapture unforeseen. That handle piece, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not very good on
his
your... Is
it Messiah thing? Oh, joy or rapture unforeseen.
Don't know. Sing
no
us a
idea.
Bit.
Oh, joy or rapture unforseen.
All right.
I can't actually even remember the music.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like Handel.
Irene.
Oh, joy or rapture unforeseen.
Oh, God. Sorry, just laughing at a joke. Andy made which. You might have to replay three times to pick up on.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. Many levels this podcast work
layers,
on.
Layers. It's layers it works on, yes.
We're in the substrata at the moment.
There'll be people in media studies classes saying, oh, you need to listen to it three or four times to pick up all the different levels.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. So has anyone else seen anything good or amusing that? I've not really watched much telly this week.
I've not seen anything that's been on in the last fortnight. I did finally get around to watching... Well,
always on about the coma. You're fishing for sympathy, aren't you? I've been in a coma. I've been in a coma. All I get off you.
Well, you know, it's a coma. There's not much more that I can chip in.
That song, Stringfellow in a Coma.
Yeah.
What?
It's not my best Morris impersonation, that is.
I thought it was Kermit. Fantastic.
I thought it was Adam Buxton, Ken Corder.
Well, there you go. Take your pick of what Martin was doing there.
I'm not going to do an impersonation of a comedy character. That is the lowest level of impressionism.
Yeah.
Along with water lilies and that sort of thing. No, I mean, it's just ludicrous. It's like those people who are doing impersonations of Dame Edna Everidge and that sort of thing.
Well,
I don't know. A bloody artist in the room. I'm picking up that. I don't know anything about impressionist painting. I don't. All right. All right, I admit it. I'll stand up and get my knob out and I'll whap it on the table and say, that knob is not impressionistic.
You are making some sort of reference to Monet.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, did you not pick up on that?
No, I didn't.
I thought that was quite straightforward.
We just stared at each other blankly.
Going, huh?
I just gave Martin a knowing nod.
I just thought I got it wrong. Good
reference there.
I have absolutely
nicely done. Yeah.
Well, okay then.
Yeah.
You should be less insecure, Martin. Yeah. Confident in your knowledge. It was just these thickos didn't get it.
It used to happen in early podcasts. I'd say something and I go, this doesn't happen. And you'd go, no, that's not right. And I go, I must be terribly wrong then. And then I'd listen back to it and go, no, I was right. And just completely allowed myself to be steamrolled.
That never happened.
No, it didn't. No.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'm sorry about that. I made a right mistake there, didn't I?
No.
Right big mistake.
Aye. Ah,
dear. Oh, fucking hell, that traffic's loud today, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think they've turned themselves up.
Do you reckon?
Maybe so.
Yeah. Well, it's because they know there's four of us in here. They need to be super loud to drown us out.
Yeah, that'll be it.
My next door neighbours. Selling drugs. Has anybody used this new police thing?
Police thing?
Yeah, the one where you put your password in. Your postcode in, not password. And you get all the crimes that have been done in your area.
No, that sounds fun.
That sounds awesome.
You know, how can you not have heard of that? It's been on every possible channel and news outlet.
How have I not heard of that?
It sounded broken down by the time I went to have a look at it, but...
broken down in 10 minutes. Every fucker knew about it, apart from these two.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yes, you can put your postcode in. It tells you, gives you a map.
Yeah.
A crime map, and you can look in your surrounding area about what kind of crimes have been reported.
Wow.
To street level.
Yes.
Blimey.
Wow.
So I'm interested in having a look at that at some point when it's working again.
Yeah.
So when they did that with that census, the 1901 census, wasn't it? And they put that online and it was dead.
Yeah. I think that was hampered by the fact that the internet hadn't been invented then.
Yeah.
They were sitting around going, well, I really want to fill in my census, but it insists that I do it online, and I have absolutely no idea what that means.
Get out. But yes, when they put it online 100 years later...
Oh, I see now.
Well, carry on.
It's like bloody room full of autistic people.
Andy's a little bit autistic.
Shut yeah. up.
The autist and the artist on the same sofa.
Yeah.
Fuck you, motherfuckers.
Andy, if I had 10 apples and 20 nipples, how many apples and nipples would I have?
30 apples and nipples.
Yeah, so that's definitely autistic then. That's the autism test.
Oh, god damn it.
See? Told you.
Because you knew that I was holding an extra 10 nipples behind my back.
Mm.
So you got it right.
Oh. Well, I could tell. It was just obvious. Anyone can see that.
Yeah. So the big news of the week is that David Walliams is going to be in Doctor Who. What do y'all think about that?
Is it?
Yeah.
You hurt my
he
ears.
He was once okay in something.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what it was.
He was all right in that Polyakov thing. I quite liked him in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still, it's not a particularly good hit rate, is it?
No.
He was half decent playing a straight role in EastEnders at Christmas once.
Ah, right.
Was he? I don't remember him being in a Christmas EastEnders. Oh, that, fairness, I'm watching.
That being borne in mind, it bodes well.
He did quite well in the English Channel.
Yes, that was good. That was a good... good wet effort. Drama.
I doubt they're going to have written him a all-swimming, non-speaking role.
No. Oh, fingers crossed. You never know, though.
I was hoping they were just going to stick him in a very tall Dalek. Could bring that big Dalek Emperor back.
Was this tweeted then?
No, it's on Chortle.
It's on Chortle.
And I think it's on the BBC site now. It might be somewhere.
That's all right. I usually check the BBC site. And of course, as you know, I'm a subscriber to Doctor Who magazine.
Yes, DWM.
And I've got that attitude now where I don't believe anything until I read it in that organ. Yes, because you never know what's just bollocks.
I went to see The Wonderful Trap, The Brilliant Trap.
Yes, this was me and you for the Wii in that sense.
And I, as you know, I'm rather fond of The Trap. I have a certain fondness for them.
Who doesn't like The Trap?
Yep. So it was nice to go down and see them and Michael Egger and Margaret Cable. So there was a Los Cuatros Cunts show, if you've ever seen one of those. There'll be another one next month, I think. And the Margaret Cable Smith and Zoe Gardner were doing some of their Hour of TV Live stuff that they did in Edinburgh.
Yes, they were very good.
And Chappicorn Sandy was doing some new material and some old material.
Mm-hmm.
But I really went down to meet The Trap. And I don't remember anything I said to them, but I do remember that I had a list in my head of things I wanted to talk to Jeremy about.
Did you?
I seem to remember going through it in a really obvious way.
Wow, that's I mean, yeah, you're accusing me of being a bit autistic. That's having conversation lists planned out. I was just thinking, oh, I'll go down and say hello to people.
It's not. I don't plan out the conversation, but I think, you know, when you want to talk to somebody about something and something that you're interested in, I do. And usually that'll just come up in conversation, but this time I remember at one point going, so, Event Horizon Crescent.
If I could steer us now onto onto Metro is shit.
Yeah. So listen to The Trap podcast, excellent podcast. And if you also want to, you can also download Event Horizon Crescent separately.
Yes.
Which is absolute fucking genius. I mean, it's one of my absolute favourite things in the world. So there we go. That's
I heartily concur.
Martin's plugging corner. It's Martin's plugging corner, where I plug in the corner things I like and things that are not shite. It's Martin's plugging corner.
That's very good. Yeah.
Do you have Glade plugins?
Yeah, it's a shame that The Trap, we don't have anyone who's good at music and songs.
No, it is. And I'm just really sort of enforcing that message.
No. Alas, no.
So that was fun. Now.
Sounded decisive.
Now. Yes.
Now.
On to the next one.
On to a more serious topic.
Now what?
I don't know. I thought that if I did that, then somebody would have come up with something.
I thought you were going to sound like you were going to give us like a public health warning or something.
Bum fleas.
Yeah.
Careful.
Have you been touching dirty people? You might get bum fleas.
Bum fleas, you've all got bum fleas. You got fleas up your bum.
That's far too upbeat. Yeah, that's going to encourage people.
Matter,
that's going to encourage people.
Oh, sorry,
to get bum
fleas. We need something like bum fleas. Don't die of bum fleas.
Yes, exactly. Ideally with sort of Barber's Adagio underneath.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Thousands
dead.
Of people die every year from bum fleas.
Just shots of rotten anuses.
Yeah. Imagine never being able to sit down because of your bum fleas until you eventually keel over from exhaustion and die.
Die.
That's what it's,
Die.
That's what it sounded like you were going to go into when you
said
right
bum
that time.
Fleas.
Yeah.
Da, 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 bum fleas.
Yeah, and suddenly up and down the country, kids are going, wow, I've got to get me some of these bum fleas.
They sound awesome.
Yeah.
JML's bum fleas.
Gets a party started.
Yeah.
With bum fleas.
I'm trying to get a job with JML doing the voices for those adverts they used to have in Woolworths.
Mm.
Nice.
You know, so I've just started picking things up randomly, like cups, and trying to do it. So it's kind of like...
All right, do us one for that cup over there. Because I'm not sure whether I like the look of that cup or whether I want to purchase it. What's it saying to me?
The magic super cup. You can drink out of it. You can eat it. You can sit on it. You can touch it. You can make it your wife. That's would that do it?
Wow, how much is it?
Only $2.99.
Sold.
Where can I get that from, Martin?
From Wilkinson's.
Fuck the rest of this podcast. Yeah. I'm off to Wilko's for
a
super
mug. I'm not sure. Is it only available at Wilkinson's? What about Asda? What about Sainsbury's? What about Woolworths?
Only available from small shitty shops. And Woolworths, which is closed down.
Okay.
Hurrah.
Yeah. So
that's very good.
But I think you've got to get more excited about it. I don't think you can just say that. I think you've got to get as if it is the best thing ever.
You've also got to have that tone in your voice that sounds like you're almost about to start laughing, but not quite.
Yeah.
The super mug.
Yes, the magic super mug. You can have it up your bum. You can have it in your house. Sweep with it. Eat it. Cheese with it. Bum it. Bum it hard. Bum it hard, you dirty bitch. Bum it. Fucking. Fuck it. Fuck it hard. Yes.
Now you spoil it. Now I don't want it now.
No,
I didn't know it was going to be a dirty mug. I don't want a dirty mug like that.
Really?
Well, not if I'm going to put my mouth against it.
You might get bum fleas in your
mouth. Yeah, I don't want to put my mouth against a dirty mug. I want a nice chaste mug. No. A chaste mug that will only go with me.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
I quite like the idea of having a mug that's a dirty bitch.
Oh, no.
Just stick your tongue in it.
Where's
running
your,
around
where's
the rim.
Your self-respect, man?
You can lap the tea out of it.
I don't know.
Mm.
Some sort of cup heart.
Gone years back.
Yeah, clearly.
Dear me.
That's pretty good, though. So have you actually written off to them and seen if they
want
to give you any
work? Yeah, I've tried to do it.
Have you
some
got
copy.
Your demo reel together?
I was thinking about it, but then I decided I was just going to shout at them, go into their offices and shout at them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
How did it go?
Not so well.
Did you get thrown out?
No, I wasn't actually. The bloke who's currently doing it, well, he came in.
Yeah.
And he shook me by the hand and then ruffled my hair.
Oh.
And said, no, laddie, you're not ready yet.
You're
not ready to be the voice of JML.
He didn't, on the way out, he didn't slip you a bit of paper with the address of the Seal It Bang people, did he?
He did.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because obviously Barry Scott's going to get a hoarse voice someday.
Well, that's it, yeah. And I was really upset.
Well, he's not real anyway. He's all CG, as Barry Scott. It's costing
them
millions. If
I
they
was
can just
really
get
upset.
some cunt for £5 and a packet of biscuits, they'll do that, and it's far cheaper.
What do you mean he's not real?
He's all just made on a computer.
It's pixels.
Yeah.
Just pixels.
What?
Yeah. It's not real. Surely you can't believe that Barry Scott would actually exist in the world.
I was going to marry him.
Yeah.
Tart.
Well, I don't... Actually, on a serious note,
yeah.
I love him.
Barry Scott doesn't exist. He's played by an actor. He's not even a real person.
He lied to me.
So you can marry the actor, providing he doesn't mind you going around going, "Hi, I'm Barry Scott. I'm going to fuck you up the tuppence."
No, I think most people would be fine with that.
Yeah, okay.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Bang, and my sperm's up you.
That's what I was hoping he was going to say.
Silly babies.
But pretty soon that'll be your gig by the sounds of it.
Yeah, that'll be good. They don't seem to be using him anymore, do they?
They're bored of him. That's why they need new thrusting young blood like you.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, me, nearly 40, thrusting.
Yes. Yes. Mm. What we want is a 40-year-old northerner.
Nearly young and nearly thrusting.
Something the kids can relate to.
I'm just going to go for the Captain Birdseye part.
All right. Which sort of style of Birdseye are you playing? Are you playing the old avuncular Birdseye or the young George Michael-esque style Birdseye?
I'm going to be doing the reboot of Birdseye.
Is it going to be the old paedophile version of Birdseye?
No, it's an entirely new... It's not set on a boat anymore, and he's a captain in the army, and he sends all the kids out to fight battles.
Oh.
And then at the end of the day, when their legs are all blown off and stuff, he rubs Birdseye's stuff onto them.
All right. I wondered if he'd just sit there laughing while he ate all of the fish fingers to himself, because they'd all been mowed down by German machine guns.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, actually. I'm going to pitch that to them.
Interesting.
Hmm.
So, Tom, you've been making pies.
Pies.
Pies. Yes. Very nice. They were
very
nice pie.
Pies.
No, I came out of my coma just yesterday and decided to make some steak and kidney pies just to build myself back up. Which something happens every now and again. I'm watching TV or listening to radio, and someone mentions steak and kidney pie, and I think, oh, yeah, I've got to get me some of that. But you can't really buy them.
No.
Or you're lucky if you come across ones that they're nice, so I just fucking made them. Went out, bought meat, spent about 3 hours on them.
Yeah, well...
Got my kitchen filthy.
Yum, yum.
And then ate loads of them.
Yes, I got a strange text from you saying you were making pies, and I thought... Tom's gone mental. That's he's on his way now. Yeah. It's only a matter of time before we'll be taking him on the trolley to the Happy Pill factory.
Well, the best thing about Mickey Pie is I've got a book that's sort of 80 years old on cooking.
Yeah.
Proper woman's cookbook. And I thought, flaky pastry.
Yeah.
I'll make me some of that. I had no idea you can roll out lard.
Whoa.
that's going to be...
The instructions were cut your lard into a block, 3 ounces or whatever, on a floury board, roll it really, really thin. And I thought, that's never going to work. But it fucking does.
Wow. Is that just how you make the pastry? It's just sprinkling of flour with lard rolled over the top of it.
You roll it into your pastry and fold it and roll it 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 and fold it and roll it. Jesus, it's fucking tedious.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Well, that's old cooking for you, because the women had, because they didn't have jobs, they were like these gypsy women, and they would stay at home just cooking, so they had hours and hours and hours to make meals in.
Mm.
Yeah.
But lo, the end result is a yummy pie.
Well, there you go.
Several yummy pies.
In fact, you'll be selling them down at the farmer's market next week.
Yes.
The made up one in my head.
Yeah.
All right, in Martinville.
And our farmers' markets round here in what's effectively a sub-rural place.
Well, yeah, it's very strange.
Farmers' markets.
They have someone in the piece
down in North London.
Yeah.
No, Halifax has a farmers'
market. That's true.
Then again, I suppose it's the right place to have a farmers' market is somewhere near farms.
Yeah, exactly.
Would make sense, wouldn't it?
Well, I've never met a hygienic-looking farmer, so...
No.
Yeah. Well, they've constantly got their hands up a cow, haven't they?
Yes.
Even if they're just vegetable farmers.
They
all keep one cow just to put their hands up.
That's where they keep the Swedes warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it stops them getting frost damage in the winter. They take their cow down the rows of plants, pop them out, push it up the cow, leave it there for half a minute, pop it out back in the ground, move along, do the next one.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
In fact, it was farmers who came. Do you remember the whole Black Power thing?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the sort of 70s, 70s, 60s.
One of those decades.
That was
of the 20th
actually
century.
Pioneered by farmers, which is why the symbol was that fist.
Oh, the sort of slightly dark looking fist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it had just been pulled out of a cow.
Yes. Mm. That's it.
Nice.
Of course, these days they have a machine to do it.
Yeah.
They strap Gertrude on the.
Fisting machine.
Yeah, in the middle of this machine, and the robot arms pluck the vegetables out and put them up the cow, and then it's not like it was the old country traditions are slowly dying out.
Yeah, the European Union, isn't it? That's their fault.
Well, they don't like it, do they?
In European Union.
Yeah.
Them and their constant laws and rules and regulations.
Meddling with our old traditions.
Quotas.
Yeah.
You're not allowed bendy cow fisters.
No. That's it. And in London now, they've got bendy cows, of course. The old-fashioned double-decker cows, which were just one cow sitting on top of another cow.
Yep, not allowed.
It's gone now.
Now you've got a cow in front and the other cow holding its tail in its mouth.
And they turn the corner and they just swipe you nearly off the pavement.
Yeah.
They're terrifying.
Well, they don't steer very well, cows, do they?
No.
No.
No, they're not renowned for their steering.
Yeah. And it's very difficult to get a vegetable up the back of the cow in
it
front
is, yeah.
because the cow behind's in the way.
Mm. And you've got all those people riding around town on Boris pigs. It's not nice.
Well, they were quite a good idea. I like the way they're sort of all locked up in stands and you can just, like, put your money in the slot and get a Boris pig for a couple of hours.
Yeah. But, you know, I find that my knees drag on the floor when I'm riding one because they're quite short pigs.
Oh, you need to get one of the bigger ones.
Yeah. Like a horse?
Yeah, horses are big pigs.
Yeah.
Didn't you know that?
I thought they were. Yeah. I've often suspected as much.
Well, ponies are sort of slightly bigger ones
yeah,
and
sort of
horses are really
size,
big ones,
they?
Yeah.
They straighten the tails out, don't they, with a pair of scissors?
Mm. Well, it's as they get bigger, the weight of the tails pulls them down
yeah.
straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
We'll learn something new.
Yes, we do.
Learn something new, learn something new. Learn something new, learn something new. Didn't learn about poo, learn something new.
Learn something new.
Yeah,
I'm not
bit.
Convinced about that. That
no,
jingle.
I don't think that one's going to stay. Is
it was a good feature, but I think the jingle ultimately
yeah,
let it down.
It's not really a keeper, is it?
No.
And
no.
it has been stolen from Blankety Blank, so I suppose, really.
Yeah.
Blankety Blank, Blankety Blank.
Yeah. Yeah, we know.
I wonder if they're bringing that back anywhere. They seem to bring it back every few years with somebody else, don't they?
They
yeah.
should do.
It's a winning formula.
Yep. I think they should bring it back with Terry Wogan.
Hmm.
And bring Kevin Everett back on it and stuff
yeah.
so he can bend his big microphone.
Yeah, yeah. every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey! I don't know what that was. That, was that wasn't...
That's what she's thinking. Oh, he's been dead for fucking ages. Yeah. I can say what I like because yeah. no one will remember
just,
what he sounded like.
I was just
like.
Going to say, I think that was probably the pneumatic machinery they've got animating his corpse.
How did he sound? It was so slightly excited. Machine. I've got an enormous penis. I'm sticking it in men. And, yeah, that was it. And now I'm dead.
It almost sounded a bit more J.R. Hartley than Kevin
yeah.
Everett.
Oh, talking about J.R., have you heard that?
You have?
Well, that's coming back, isn't it?
Yeah. Dallas is coming back.
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Blimey.
God,
yeah. Yep. Yeah, I'm practically deafened by the screams of people clamouring for it back. Is it a complete reboot or are they continuing it on?
They're continuing
it
on because JR's going to be. Larry Hagman's going to be in it. And
Thingy, who played Bobby, he's going to be
Duffy.
In it as well.
Wow.
Duffy, what the Welsh singer?
Yeah,
she's going to be playing Bobby.
Yeah,
blimey.
And the woman who played Sue Ellen is going to be back in it as well. So
is
the,
she?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
So yes, those three, the ones
wow.
that people can remember the
three
names
that
of,
are alive basically.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, Larry Hagman's looking pretty good, even though he's got low. I'm just thinking he's got.
He must be about 500.
A body's stuffed
now.
With livers now. I mean, it's
five livers.
They just don't take them out. They just keep adding more onto them.
How old is Larry Hagman now?
Well, he's in his 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that all? I thought he was in his 70s when I was
Sorry.
A child.
So you phone him up and ask him to age quicker.
But he seemed to be in his 70s when I was a child.
Yeah.
No, that was Al LeShampers. He was knocking back for brekkie.
He was a happily drunken man.
He was actually only 33.
Yeah.
The 80s were a good time to compare soaps because you had Dallas and Dynasty and Fulton Crest and all the American
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
So everyone was rich and glamorous.
Yeah.
And British ones, they were all poor and miserable.
It was, yeah. It was
yeah.
kind of. I mean,
say something about the two nations.
Think, yeah. But, yes.
Albion Market, do you remember that?
Ah, yeah. Yes, gone.
That's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Do you remember was it the Castles?
Oh, I don't remember that.
No.
What was that all about?
Sold as the world's first middle-class soap opera.
Ooh, right. No, it's ringing a bell.
And it was it was this family living in a suburban house.
Yeah.
Did a few weeks, you know. Because
wow.
it was so
no,
grim.
I don't remember that at all.
Because it was all set in this house with this family. And it was so, so horribly claustrophobic and unpleasant that it didn't last very long.
And just have every episode was just then come in, have a bit of light tea, and
yeah.
then sit in front of the telly.
Yeah, what they hadn't learned is the golden rule of television, soap operas working class, sitcoms middle class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way you do it.
Yep.
You know, if you mix them up, then it all goes horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Mm. I got a couple
It's made me not want to be alive.
Then again, yeah. people feel really passionate and over the top about things. Because a few nights ago, I watched Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah,
you weren't overly taken by it, were you? I really liked
it
when I saw it.
Yeah, and I just went, yeah, it's all right. It was a film. And I said as much on Twitter, which I shouldn't have done because I got two death threats.
No. never state opinions contrary to the accepted
norm
on Twitter.
I got two death threats, and then one person made a joke, and I blocked him. I didn't realise.
Yeah.
I went, goodbye, block, fucking cunt. And then I went back and unblocked him because it was just a tad of an overreaction.
How much time had he then blocked you for being a...
No, no,
he's an
overdramatic bitch.
No, no, he'd actually sent me an apologetic email. So,
oh, that's nice.
But yeah, I really enjoyed the A-Team film.
We've not seen that yet.
No. And I thought that was quite fun.
I will never watch it. Nah. Chronic miscasting. Oh, well, not to say miscasting. I mean, I didn't agree with the casting.
Well, who did you not agree with? Who would you have had in their stead?
I don't see Liam Neeson as Hannibal.
Do you not?
Really? Moreover, because he can't do an American accent. Or at least he's never done a credible one in anything I've seen. Also, because as soon as they mentioned that they were going to do a film of the 80s, I had George Clooney in mind for Hannibal, and that never left. And say anyone other than him, I was going to be disappointed. And what's his fake? Your tall guy with a stupid fucking nose.
Oh, the South African bloke.
He was in it.
Which
playing
who? I can't remember. Was he playing Murdoch or was he playing Faith?
Wilson.
Is Owen Wilson in it?
No, he's not.
No, what am I thinking of then?
What?
What film were you watching, Joe?
Who were the rest of the cast? I knew there was another one I didn't agree with.
A South African bloke playing Murdoch, and then there's another guy playing FaZe.
I think there was another guy playing BA as well.
Because it wasn't Liam Neeson playing all of them. Yeah. He didn't just black
and
up.
And I think there was another guy playing some of the baddies.
Yes.
And
there was maybe a girl in
there
it somewhere.
There was that woman playing one of the female characters.
Yeah.
Well, which is, I don't even
credit. And they were all wrong.
To remember his name. Whoever was playing Face, I didn't agree with either.
Yeah.
But he looked good.
But yeah, it was quite good. I was drunk when I watched it. Okay, so
how can you improve on perfection? The 18 was great.
It was
quite good because it didn't take itself seriously as a film, and it was very silly, and there were some brilliant, brilliant moments in it.
Did they have loads and loads of guns being fired, but no one getting shot?
No, they were actually killing people in this film.
Oh, God, that's not how the A-Team rolled.
No.
Did
the point of the A-Team is that everyone lets off thousands and thousands of rounds of ammunition and no one even gets scratched.
You could get away with that in an 80s program, away with it in a film. They've got to shoot the bad guys.
Oh, did BA get, like, comedy scared of planes?
Yes.
Oh,
awesome.
That's all right, then.
And they gave him a reason for being scared at the very beginning of the film, which is nice.
Wow.
I don't want him to have a reason. I just want him to be...
Yeah,
unfeasibly scared.
They've destroyed the enigma.
Yeah.
We know that with Doctor Who and everything else. You can't just have a monster anymore. You've got to have a reason why it's a monster. It's kind of... That's the way they make stories these days.
It's all the touchy-feely modern
Everybody
stuff,
has some backstory. Yeah.
See,
everybody.
Going back to Scott Pilgrim, the finest moment were the vegan police. That was perfect.
That was good, yeah.
It was hilarious. How could you not have found that funny?
I didn't find any of that funny. The entire scene was quite dull.
That was awesome.
Yeah, well, as I say, that's just me, and I'm willing to, you know, recognise the fact that I'm probably just the only person in the country who didn't enjoy. And I didn't think it was a bad film. I enjoyed.
Fuck you! I'm gonna kill you now.
It just didn't blow my skirt up, as Charlton Heston said in True Lies.
No, it's too late. You've not liked a film that I've liked, therefore I am going to have to kill you.
All right, yeah. No worries.
Them's the rules.
But anyway, we're probably boring the listeners now. We've been wanking on about TOS. Tom's looking at his phone.
So we clearly boring Tom.
No, I was trying to figure out why I didn't like this guy. Bradley Cooper, he was called.
Yeah.
He was playing Face. And he was in Wedding Crashers with Owen Wilson, which is why I didn't like him.
Right.
Because that film was
poor. I'll tell you something about him afterwards.
But it just made me laugh because I was looking it up on IMDb, and it has down for the A-Team the German title, which is Der A-Team Das Film.
Ah, right.
Just to get you in.
Wow.
No. Just so you're no doubt as to what you're going to see at the cinema.
Mitfish
in film.
A-Team. Yeah.
You know.
That's film.
Yeah. That's good. Quick plug. I'd like to plug our Just Giving page.
So that was justgiving.com/ The Gentleman's Review.
Yes, and I'd like to just go over there and sponsor us for this forthcoming podcast that we're going to be doing. Which
is nine bloody hours we're going to be doing for you people.
People have done longer, but they've actually just recorded theirs. We're doing ours live.
Yeah.
So, wow. And you'll be able to listen into it.
Yep, it's going to be fantastic.
And what date's that?
That's on the 18th of March, which is today, or Red Nose Day,
yep,
as it's not commonly known.
Yeah.
You can also go to thegentlemansreview.com. That's www.thegentlemansreview.com. Go to the right-hand column, and you'll see there's a button there where you can press donate and just give us some money. That'll be really lovely of you.
Do it.
Some of you already have. And in the next podcast, I'll be reading your names out and give you all a little kiss.
Aww.
Not precious little kiss, that's for somebody else. Okay?
No, that would be treading on people's toes.
This is going to be a
gentleman's review
snog.
Smooch.
Yeah, no. That's it. Yeah, no, smooch will be... Actually, smooch is nicer.
Oh,
and it won't make my tongue as sore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. It will get,
if you give us
you'll
lots,
get cramp if you
if
try.
If you give us lots and lots of money, we'll give you a gentleman's review blowy.
Mm.
Well, you can.
You might.
Martin, yeah, all right. Yeah.
No, we all have to do it. You can cut the balls. I'll take the head. You, right. One of you can do the shaft.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
that man with the balls of salt? Shaft.
Damn right.
Bagsy me not reaching round.
What are you going to be doing down the back? What are you going to be doing around the back?
I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Bagsy me not doing that.
Yeah, so, yes.
I don't want you catching bum fleas.
Exactly.
Bum fleas.
No. Just encouraging them again.
Bum fleas.
You're as bad as the anti-vaccination people you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they call that woman again who been... is it somebody Phillips?
Melanie Phillips.
Yes, that's her. Yes.
I don't want to get a vaccination for anything.
Yeah.
Death. Nah. Instant death.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I got vaccinated for flu. You know what happened?
Did you get flu?
I got bum fleas.
I got bum fleas, yeah. Terrible.
Oh, that's me writing into the mail. Flu vaccination gives you bum fleas.
Yeah.
Official. It's been on a podcast.
Yeah.
I should say, no, I didn't get a flu vaccination. Do you know why I didn't get a flu vaccination?
Why not?
Because I'm healthy. And I'm under 60.
Mm.
I don't have any autoimmune problems or asthmas or anything like that. So I didn't
got an
get
asthma.
One. Frankly, if you are healthy and fit and getting a flu vaccination, you get even a slight cough. It's your own fucking fault, okay?
My girlfriend gets a flu vaccination.
Yeah. I got one, but only because they did them at work.
She's a doctor.
She's made to. Made to by work.
Well, yes, because doctors will have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, she puts her hands up in dead bodies and stuff.
Yeah.
So, there it is.
Fingering a stiff. Fingering a stiff. We're all going out to fingering a stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the grammar didn't really
his work. Does that.
Yeah.
His work does that.
Yeah, pathologists do it in wellies.
Hey.
Num.
Slosh, 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 slosh.
Num.
Thud, weigh. Slosh, 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 slosh.
A sound of something weighing.
Yeah.
Oh. Like the mime at the beginning of What's My Line, isn't it? Only in sound form.
Fast and Loose isn't working very well, is it, these days?
Oh, 3 weeks in, has it gone downhill?
I've been
the best thing ever.
I've not seen him for a couple of weeks. Has it gone off?
Saw the first one. Well, what he's done now is old Dan Patterson. He thinks he's trying to recreate... whose line is it anyway?
Yes.
Mm. So he's now brought in two American guys.
Oh, no. Good Lord.
Who are... Shit.
Who can you remember who they were?
You've got to give it at least six series before you bring in Americans.
Yeah, exactly. And he's obviously thought, this worked back in the 80s or 90s, whenever the fuck it was. And so, yes, he's brought in two American guys. It's not very good. It's just not very good. I'm sorry.
I tried watching the most recent one twice on iPlayer and it crashed both times. I don't know.
It was doing you a favour.
Letting me watch other things.
Yeah.
Is this what iPlayer on my computer started deciding for me?
Yeah, everyone's a bloody critic.
It'll only make me angry.
No, it'll only make you angry. You don't want to watch that, mate. You watch this instead.
I don't want him smashing my keyboard again because he's so angry at this thing.
But I like smashing my keyboard.
So yeah, I mean the regulars are very good and always will be, but yes, those not very good. But yeah.
Always will be. How do you know?
Well, it's they're good people. You know, good solid,
decent,
people.
Honest, salt of the earth people.
Hard working comedy performers.
God bless them.
Jeremy Edwards, always good. That's gone downhill. I'm sorry, but it has.
Good Lord. Things don't last long these days.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, I'm still watching episodes, and I'm still very much enjoying that.
All right. Yeah. I haven't really bothered with it since the first one.
It is still making me laugh out loud, and very few things on telly make me laugh out loud these days.
I watched two episodes now, and I can't remember the second one. But yeah, I'll have to. I just have a mental block with that. I watch it, and I'm kind of going...
I was saying that was my thing with the first one. It's not so much that it was bad, that it was just seemed to...
Yes.
It was, yeah...
It was ephemeral.
It was, yeah, it was like a floaty, wispy ghost.
Yeah.
Here, does anyone want a penguin?
Penguin. The Foxy Cream's open. I'll have one of those,
penguin
please.
Penguin for me, please.
Penguin.
Thank you.
Foxy Cream.
Time to do a bit of crunching.
Biscuit review. It's the biscuit review.
Biscuit review.
Here we go. Ooh,
come on. Everybody knows what penguin tastes
like. Finger cream. Here we go.
Come on, Dilly. You can have one of your own Dilly's Doggy Diner muesli rolls.
What?
Yes.
You can try one if you want.
Dilly is now the face of his own treats.
Good
boy. Okay, no, I never knew that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says here that penguins speak Finnish.
Wow.
Mm. What's that? Is that a doggy treat that you're trying to fool me with?
No, but there's nothing in it that you can't
I think, hang on, this biscuit's got a joke in it as well. Finger.
What?
Wow.
Cream.
Looks better as a sight gag.
Yeah.
What do baby... Oh, that's strange. What do baby seals wear on their heads?
Clubs.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty sick, really, if you think about it.
What do penguins wear to the beach?
I don't know.
A bikini.
So I'm just looking around. There's nobody else eating this thing that I've just been handed.
Yeah, anyone else can have one too.
No, it's all right. I've just had a lovely,
tried one.
Lovely thing.
Yeah, I tried one.
Actually, Dill's eating one.
Yeah, exactly. You and Dill are eating them.
Go on, eat it.
Try it.
Put it in your mouth.
I used to eat doggy chocolates when I was a kid.
Well, this is actually made of proper stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's not imaginary.
It's like proper. Oats and flour and
so are those
apple
of you
are... and pear and...
But it's stuff you feed to the dog.
Mm. And hazelnuts.
And I'm eating it and none of the three of you are.
A little bit of horse shit for roughage. Everyone knows dogs like eating horse shit. Then.
So if any of you want to go out and buy these, where would they get them from, Lisa?
Eventually, you'll be getting them from the Cocoa Emporium.
Right.
Well, obviously, you know, you want to be buying your doggy a treat while you're eating your own cupcake.
Exactly. So where is the Cocoa Emporium?
That's in Athlete's Palace, since you've mentioned it, Martin.
In Manchesterford.
In Manchesterford, yeah.
All right. Which floor of Athlete's Palace would
that
be?
That's floor one.
The floor one.
Yeah.
Marvellous.
Yeah.
Mm. Athlete's Palace.
Should any of you lovely listeners have dogs and kitties that want to be taste testers? Then get on Facebook, join Dilly's Doggy Deli, and sign up to be a taste tester, because we'll be sending out test things to see what they're like.
Wow.
Obviously, Tom is being a taste tester right now.
And Dilly's just polished his off completely. In fact, he's eating the carpet underneath. He's really enjoyed it that much.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
I'm not.
Hey,
what do you reckon, Tom?
It tastes suspiciously healthy.
Yeah.
That's because it is.
It's delicious.
But strangely, you're still eating it.
Yeah. I'm on a health drive at the moment. There you go. Numb.
Yeah, those are delicious. Those are very nice.
Yeah.
Now, I was saying earlier about the website with all the crime stats and things like that.
Yes.
So I look at my old place because I was thinking about burglaries that I've had.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And apart from the one rather lame time where I was crashing on the floor of used two's gaff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where someone had forgot to lock the back door.
Mm.
And I was woken up, pissed out of my brain in the middle of the night, having a torch shined in my face.
Mm. That was your bloody fault anyway, because I'd locked up and you said, oh, no, I need to go out and get something. So I unlocked it, and then when you came back, I forgot to lock it again.
So you're both of used two's where you were living got burgled, and the only thing that was nicked was my jacket.
Yeah, exactly.
Poetic justice.
But it was slightly better than the other time I was properly burgled. I'd gone out and left the all the lights off, the window open, and the burglar alarm off.
Ah.
And just felt rather sheepish for quite a while afterwards. Because the police phone you up. They've got a special branch of them that sort of make sure you're not traumatised by it or anything.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I got this conversation where they're saying, are you okay, how are you feeling now? And I'm still faintly embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you have the policeman sort of go around and saying, did you have your alarm on, sir? Oh, no. Were your windows all locked? No. And just wander off going, cock.
It was particularly annoying burglars as well, because they filched all my porn.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when porn was all hard copy.
Oh, yeah. I see, yes.
And hard. They stole the remote control for the television that they couldn't fit out of the window, but didn't take the solid silver watch that was like lying next to it.
Wow, weird.
Yeah. I was most annoyed by it. Very, very poor standard of burglar. Mm.
I had the strange people from the victim support ring me up when I had my car nicked last year, and they kept going, how are you? Are you all right? And they'd ring back about a fortnight later going, how are you? Are you all right? Well, Yeah, I'm still fine. I wasn't there. It's not like they drove off with me in the car.
Yeah, really, it'd have been more helpful if rather than spending time ringing you up, they just drove around and offered to give you a lift somewhere, given that you didn't have a car anymore.
That'd have been more useful. Yeah.
I used to know a guy who regularly got punched when he went into pubs and on dance floors. And it was a nice guy, but he was quite physical when he was pissed. So he would jump around quite a lot and people would just punch him in the face. And every time he got punched and the police would be informed, of course, he would get some money from the victim support people.
Wow,
weird.
It's like a career almost.
I don't know if they do that anymore, but they really should.
Yeah.
Wouldn't give me any fucking money.
I did see a bloke just walking along a couple of weeks ago who just had the most naturally smug-looking face I'd ever seen. I don't think he was necessarily being smug about anything. He just had that look. That's the way his features sat, and I did wonder whether he constantly ended up getting punched.
What? Smugger than Smug Jason off of the puzzle?
Probably, actually, yeah. Bloody maybe hell. A little bit, yeah.
Oh, well.
Smugger even than that.
Yeah.
That's frightening when people are that smug.
Mm. I know.
I'm trying to do smug face now.
Got to... Oh, you smug twat.
I don't know, I'm thinking it's a bit smug. Pensive.
Yeah. I don't know, try it again. Try again.
I'll try to do smug. How is that? It's smug, a little smile, isn't it? It's kind
of self-satisfaction.
You're pleased with your lot. That's more like it.
I'm so great.
That was smug when you showed your teeth.
So, don't do that.
No, we're all going to punch Martin now for doing that face.
I'm just thinking about using the mic stand that he's not using, actually.
Oh, yeah, go and batter him with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be the way my head goes.
Yep.
Not with a bang, with a squish.
Yeah.
Sorry, poetic.
Or with a pop.
I like it when my head go pop. It's bad.
No one else does.
Sorry, I was doing a B.A. Brockers thing.
That's very good.
In the olden days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep bringing back to this live podcast. I'm going to keep plugging it.
Oh, go on then. Go on, keep plugging
it
away.
Give us the money.
Are we going to give the punters a bit of a teaser as to what kind of things they can expect on the live podcast?
It's going to be karaoke.
Yes, there is. We've been picking our songs this morning, haven't we?
And I can tell you that I'm going to be doing...
Shh!
David Cameron walked in.
Yeah. Are you going to tell them? You're not going to leave it as a teaser?
No, I'm going to tell them what I'm doing, and then...
Go on.
I'm going to tell them what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But
What
I'm doing. I'm not going to tell them what you're doing, though. You can keep that as a surprise.
Okay.
Because neither of them know what they're doing.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing Poker Face by the Lady Gagas.
Ah, they're my favourite band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be dressing up like them as everything?
I will be. I'll be wearing a very skimpy, meaty suit.
Yeah. Aww. Well, I think, it would be cheaper rather than making a meat suit is if you just got nude and then we took all your skin off with a potato peeler.
Not again. I did that for that Robbie Williams night, if you remember.
Well, yeah, I know, but it's all grown back now, so it won't take us a little while.
Right. What you could do, just get nude and then they could paint you with gravy.
That was just slightly kinky.
It'll be easier though. I mean, if we start sort of unpicking the seam on your nutsack, it'll probably all just peel off in one.
All right. I wasn't aware there was one there, but I'm sure.
No, that's just on your sweetheart.
No, there is. There's a seam.
Yeah. See.
It all kind of comes together.
See. Yeah.
Ooh, you went all weird then.
Because I'm having to go handheld
today, aren't you?
Because I couldn't find the clippy bit for my mic stand, so I had to hold it in my hand. Like a dirty bitch.
Doing those fantastic visual aspects.
Yeah, I can't gesticulate now. It's very difficult.
You'll have to hold the microphone in your mouth while you don't. I just got a speak like that. I am gesticulating.
Well, thank you very much there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do a great Brute Force.
I thought so, yes.
Can do nice to see you.
It's nice to see you. Nice. Hmm. It's very good, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm. Or was the in the mouth one better?
Good game.
Give us a 12, Anthea. See, that was my fantastic bite.
And Anthea Turner there?
Yeah.
Who twirls lots.
Yeah.
I thought she was more into snowflakes than twirls.
So it's all getting rather exciting, this live doodad that we're doing then.
It is, yes. Ooh. Tom's had a message.
Yeah. That was actually just a little thing going off over Tom's head with the excitement of the upcoming live podcast.
So, as I say, go to the website, press the button. On the day, there will be a special page up. Which you will just simply go to thegentlemanreview.com and it will just be the whole front page will be there. There'll be a big button to press and it will take you to the Just Giving page where you can give us some money.
Wow!
If you haven't given us any already, that's fine. You can do it on the day. You know, that's it's a while away. Wait until payday comes and then just give us all your pay.
Yeah.
All of it.
Every bit.
Yep.
Sadly, we can't get hold of any of it because it goes straight to the charity, so...
Yeah, yes, it's a bit disappointing. We can't even take some minimal administration fees.
No. A 60% administration fee. We can't even
do
that.
It's only fair.
Fair that we're going to be sitting in quite comfortable surroundings. Yes. Talking for 9 hours.
Yeah.
I saw an old man pissing on a tree the other day. I thought he was hugging it.
Oh, was this the one in London?
No, this is another one. This is one up here.
Blimey, because we walked past an old man pissing against a tree in London.
Yeah.
Not late at night, on the way back from the pub. This was about 11 o'clock in the morning when we were walking around.
Yeah, it was near Covent Garden. Well, we're going to have a look at the Freemasons Hall, because it's a magnificent building, even though it's full of cunts. But there was just a bloke in broad daylight just having
a lovely piss in the street. Nice old wee, wasn't he?
Is this like a fashion thing that only old blokes know about?
Apparently. I think it must be.
It's reached Halifax by the sound of it. So.
It's the in thing.
Well,
for your old guys.
I was walking on to the supermarket and I thought there was a guy hugging a tree. I thought, bloody tree huggers, I thought.
Yeah.
Bloody tree huggers. No, he was having a piss. But he was kind of gripping the tree with one arm to hold himself up.
If you're that close to the tree, you're going to be risking a lot of splashback.
Yeah. Mm. But he was kind of out at an angle, so his legs were far, far back, and his head was propped up against the tree.
I think he started up standing right next to the tree and gradually walked his feet backwards and slid his head down until he was almost horizontal.
That's it. So, yes, being drunk is obviously really fun these days.
Yeah.
All the youngsters aren't allowed to do it now because it's binge drinking, but the old people, it's just drinking. That's where it always used to be.
Mm.
Drinking, I like drinking.
Old people are used to it. Mm. My granddad used to drink 19 pints of a Saturday.
Yeah.
If his contemporaries are to be believed. If I drank 19 pints in a day, I'd be dead.
Yes, I think I'd find it difficult. The other night I drank quite a lot in a very short space of time, and I was just arsehole, which was nice, really.
Yeah. It is nice.
I'm not going to diss being arsehole.
No, you don't want to do that. That would be rude.
It's good and healthy and puts hairs on your chest.
Yes. Getting arsehole, it's good for you.
Good old getting arsehole.
Hello, I remember when I was young, I used to get lovely and arsehole, which is why I'm 127 today.
Mm. Well, it preserves you, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
That was my granddad, by the way.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's good of him to pop in, wasn't it?
Hello, granddad.
Yeah.
Not bad. Can I get arsehole tonight?
Oh, go on then, Grandad.
Thank you. Have you got any whiskey?
Just a little bit.
Oh, does it have cocoa in it?
Just a little bit.
Oh. Do you have any heroin?
Fuck off. He's gone again now.
He just pushes it too far, your Grandad, doesn't he?
Yep.
I mean, it's all very well and good having a nice, fun arseholing, but...
Yeah.
He has to get onto the hard stuff, doesn't he?
Yeah, every fucking time.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
He's a bit of a cock, your granddad, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, but...
Yeah, sorry. But I'm going to have to disown him, I think.
Yeah, I would if I was you.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend he's dead and died in 1987.
It's probably best, yeah.
So, how's your parents, grandfathers, children?
They're right, yeah.
Yeah, they're all fine.
Yeah, they're probably all off somewhere getting arseholed.
Yeah.
My granddad's got himself a nice hobby. He's in his 92nd year on the planet.
Yep.
He's studiously getting thin.
Oh.
Right. Not quite sure why, but...
He's doing quite well with it, though, isn't he?
Yeah, that seems to be where he's going.
Mm.
Wow.
It happens to a lot of people, though. They often get thin.
Mm.
Mm.
I get fat. I don't know why.
Yeah, I get fat.
You don't know why?
You sure you don't
really
know why?
You don't know why?
I know why I get fat.
Offer suggestions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got fat over Christmas. I got... most of my fat.
I don't understand
it.
I got really fat over Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't. What could possibly have been the cause of that?
Well, I did explain in the last podcast that I did celebrate the full 12 days as if it was Christmas every day, pretty much. So, yeah.
Yay.
Aww. I didn't wish it was Christmas. In fact, I got fucking fed up at Christmas by that last that 12th day.
Yeah.
I started getting shakes. The
turkey sweat.
Yeah, I didn't have turkey, but my...
you still get it anyway.
I was pissing cream liqueur.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
To be fair,
we were still drinking port and cream liqueur way after that. Oh
yeah, we did that for the Comedy Awards. We sat and drank lots of stuff.
That was good.
Yeah, it was nice as that. I like drinking things. Mm. It makes my head funny.
Yeah, fucking Comedy Awards.
Yeah, having watched it, I wish I'd have been drunk.
Oh, you got to be to watch Comedy Awards.
Oh, God, I wouldn't want to watch that sober.
God, no. It wasn't good.
Drunk and tweeting. That's the only way to get through that.
Yep. As is true with any award ceremony, really.
I didn't even bother with the NTAs.
No, I didn't.
I did.
It's probably going to be shit.
Yeah, they were obviously rigged, given that, even though it's a public vote.
Yeah.
The fact that Doctor Who or Sherlock didn't win.
Yeah, that was fucking weird.
Just rubbish.
And Waterloo Road beat them both.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when you let the public vote on things, isn't it? The public aren't fit to vote on anything at all.
Yeah, but you let a panel of so-called experts vote, and they give Russell Brand, like, an outstanding achievement award.
Yeah, well, they're still the experts.
So you can't have it either way. The only way to do it is to let us decide on things.
Well, yes, exactly. The experts are still public. You can't let them vote either.
Oh, next year, I will not be satisfied unless we decide on everything.
Yes.
From the, like...
It's the only way to be safe.
Well, then surely the best way of doing it is to just get the categories and then you guys vote and not watch it and just have your own little award ceremony here on Martin's, and one of you stands up next to his telly and goes, okay, the winner of the best sitcom is... And then open your own little gold envelope and make your own announcement. And don't watch it. And then you can tweet your results and go, yeah, the winner is...
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
You know
why it's not a bad idea? Because we could actually do that. We could actually broadcast
it. Do it live, yeah.
There you are, I see.
Right, that's next year's Comedy Awards sorted
full
then.
Of good fucking ideas, yep. Mate. But I don't have to watch the shitty Comedy Awards.
No.
To be fair, I didn't watch them. I just went upstairs.
No, you just fucked off upstairs in a moo.
Yeah.
A moo moo?
Mm.
Yeah, it was very comfortable.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I just pooped.
Oh,
ew.
That's nice.
And another one.
Oh, fucking hell,
and
Martin.
One more. You know, that's...
I'm glad you're sat the other side of the room.
I'm Captain Sex.
Is that chair really a commode?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's nice.
Delightful.
Interesting.
I put bits of stuff at the bottom so you can't either plop.
Baffles.
You put some tissue down.
A cat. Put a cat down there.
Ah,
Cats like being shat on.
Mm. Yeah, don't like being put down though.
No. No, well, that's cats because they're weird, aren't they?
Yeah.
Cats. Don't trust them.
Aloof.
No. Don't like the look in the eye.
You're not?
No. They're going to claw your cock off at any moment.
Yeah, well, if you will do that thing with your cock that you do to cats, they probably are going to claw it off.
Hey,
yeah.
You know, dangling your cock in front of a cat is an old tradition in this part of the world. It's called cat dangling.
Yes. It's when you put the little pom-pom on the end, though. You're just encouraging them.
Yeah. That's not a pom-pom, that's a Frenchman.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He just looks a bit frou-frou-ish.
But the catnip lube, it's not a good idea, Martin.
No. But, you know, it's very good for you, is catnip. It
softens the skin.
It does, yeah. Stops you chafing. Also stops you ejaculating, but...
you can't have everything.
No. Sort of seals the end up.
That's not good.
You're not supposed to poke it down there.
You'd eventually just blow up like a balloon, wouldn't you?
You got to prod it with the end of a pin or something.
Or a cat's claw.
Yeah. Hate cats.
God, you just imagine the scene there. We are, wow, claw.
My cat has sticky fur.
You like that bloke that had been injecting silicon in his cock? Do you remember that program? It was like a basketball.
Yeah.
That was a bit weird. That was a bit weird.
You wouldn't want a cat clawing that, would you?
No, that'd be a bit sore, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be weeping.
I mean, you know, in fairness, I don't think you'd ideally want your cat clawing your cock at any other time, but especially not then.
No.
Injecting what into his cock?
Silicon.
Silicon?
Yeah.
What, the element?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
No, it's...
In my head, that makes far more amusing image now.
Just he's been filling it up with frivolous traffic directory objects.
No, I don't know. I don't know. But yes.
Strangely, I did once have a bloke text me on the internet telling me exactly that his cat he had to go because he really needs to go to the hospital because his cat just clawed his knob.
Oh, yeah. I think it must be a token of affection for cats. I mean, they don't have much going for them. They're just brood and they don't really care about humans. They don't have pack mentality, which I always think is a bit sad.
Yeah. My girlfriend's cat sleeps on my head.
How does it smell?
Cat.
When it's a jar.
So you're just going to throw random mid joke lines at me. You're not going to get much of a response.
Sorry. Okay. All right. Okay. So yeah, it sleeps on your head.
Yeah. Mm. If it just it's like it wants attention. When you want to give the cat attention.
Yeah.
Like when you're just bored. It won't have anything to do with you. Mm. Try and get some kip. It'll just come and sleep on you.
Yeah.
And sort of prod you.
It's not there for your amusement, Tom. Play with
me.
Tom.
Scratch me under the chin.
It is your feline master.
Trying to sleep, bastard. Yeah.
It's the renegade master.
So I agree with you.
Mm.
Yes.
All cats should be killed.
Yes.
Did Martin say that?
Yeah, that's where it was going with it.
Oh, right.
Obviously.
Okay.
It's that when we were in the army together, it was this whole same thing, you know, I just say something and the next minute an entire village had been burnt to death.
Yeah. See, people just run with these kind of ideas. That's why you've got to be very careful about what you say in a public context.
All I said was, we went to this Bosnian village, I went, I don't really like that front door, it seems a bit garish. Next minute,
whole lot gone.
Not keen on those drapes.
Yeah. Happened to Henry II as well, talking about meddlesome priests, and next minute, top of the head's been chopped off.
You can't blame me for that.
Well, you weren't there.
I was wearing a disguise and everything.
I was watching Beckett the other day, actually, which I was disappointed about because I saw Beckett and I thought, oh, so Sam Beckett stuff. I don't mean Quantum Leap.
Oh, too slow.
Curse
you.
Foiled with my slow wit. And yes, I watched the first bit of it where it was all happy with lots of Royster Doister, sir. Yes, let's go a whoring and a wassailing. Woof. Da 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 da. Drink, 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 drink. Fuck, 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 fuck. Da 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 da. I turned over before it got to the who will rid me of this meddling priest split.
I don't remember that in Bend It Like Beckett. I just wanted to play football in the version I saw.
Perhaps I was watching a different version. Yeah. Perhaps I was watching the director's cut.
Well, it's these Hollywood remakes. They're never true to the originals, are they?
No.
Okay.
No, I remember the Hollywood remake of Just Good Friends. That was shit.
Mm. Well, they hated each other for starters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really think they should have at least stuck to the idea of them being in some way friendly.
And one of them being a steel worker and the other one a bus driver. That was just odd.
Mm.
And both men.
Yeah.
Mm.
And them never meeting.
Yeah. And being ghosts.
Ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Which really confused the hell out of it, but...
Yeah. Mm.
Ran for 16 seasons.
Yeah, and one of them living on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very odd.
It's ridiculous, wasn't it?
Just good friends.
So they kept the tune the same, then?
Yeah.
One's on the moon and both are really dead. Oh, that's raindrops are falling on my head.
I think that was tenuous.
Both are really dead.
Have another biscuit, Martin. Shut up.
Oh, lovely sticky biscuit.
You know what? You know what I was saying earlier about us not having anyone who's any good at music or songs.
Yeah, we really ought to amend that. Yeah.
But yeah, before we go, let me just say, go over to the website, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com. Give us some money, please. Just a little bit, just to all the Comic Relief special that we're doing on the 18th of March.
And definitely not administrative fees.
No, not at all. No. And we'll be back for the next podcast in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes.
But from all of us here at The Gentleman's Review, we'd just like to say...
Bye-bye!
That was The Gentleman's Review with Martin Wolfenden, Tom Stringfellow, Andrew Wilson and Lisa Goddard. It was produced by Cilla Black's Underwear. And please check us out at www.thegentlemansreview.com.